My name is Ben Bailey. We're so glad that you've joined us for our broadcast today.
Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 17. Welcome to our series of lessons entitled Soul-Saving Lessons. In today's lesson, we're dealing with the subject of coming out of denominationalism. Is it God's will that we be divided and name ourselves after groups started by men or certain teachings in the Bible? Does God want us to have division, or is it against the will of God? As one studies the Scripture, it is clear that we are called out of division, out of denominationalism, and that we must stay true to the unity that Christ Himself prayed for. In our series of lessons, each one has been designed to help us see the truth of God's will, to preach the truth in love. Today's lesson is no different. We're not doing these series of lessons to make fun of, to belittle, to anger anyone. Rather, we want to provoke one another to love and good works. How do we do that? By preaching the truth of God's Word. 2 Timothy 4 verse 2. And so, when we think about coming out of denominationalism, let's realize it's a lesson designed to provoke us to study the Scripture, to want to do the will of God. We're not claiming that there are no sincere religious people out there. There are sincere religious people in denominationalism, but you can be sincere and be sincerely wrong. Romans 10 verse 2, some had a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. We need to make sure that we've obeyed from the heart the form of doctrine that God has delivered. This lesson is designed to simply speak the truth in love. Ephesians 4 verse 15. The Scripture says we must buy the truth and sell it not. Truth is the most valuable commodity we could ever have. And if we get it, we need to make sure and hold on to it. We need to let the truth run free course in our life and never change, because that's what's popular. And so we're here to speak the truth, but we're here to speak the truth in love. Proverbs 27 verse 5 says that open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. If we said we really loved your eternal soul and we knew there were things that were being done that weren't according to the will of God and we never said anything about it, would that be real love? No, that wouldn't be real love. Real love demands that we say what God says out of a motivating factor of wanting people to ultimately go to heaven. As we think about coming out of denominationalism, why must one come out of denominationalism? Here are some reasons why denominationalism cannot be God's will. Denominationalism divides the body of Christ and is against the Scripture. If a person is in a denomination, it is a division of the body of Christ, and it cannot be right. Jesus prayed in John 17, verse 20 and 21, I pray that they all may be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they all may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. Jesus prayed for oneness, for unity, and that unity proves to the world that Jesus is the Son of God. If unity proves Jesus as the Son of God, what does denominationalism prove? It shows that Christians, those who, quote, claim to be Christians, can't even agree on what God and Christ taught. It's not the will of God. Ephesians 4 verse 3 says we're to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We're to have spiritual unity based on the bond of peace, which is the Word of God. I want you to see God's ultimate view of unity. Notice what the Scripture says in Psalm 133 and verse 1. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. God says it's good and it's pleasant. It's my will that you dwell together and be unified. Now, denominationalism cannot promote unity. 1 Corinthians 1, verses 10 through 13, we're going to learn it's against the will of God. Let there be no divisions among you. If denominationalism causes division, and if division is wrong, then naturally denominationalism is wrong. Secondly, denominationalism, one must come out of it because it's just not authorized in the Word of God. Must we do all things according to the pattern? Hebrews 8 and verse 5 teaches us by principle that we must. Must we ask the great question, is there any word from the Lord? Jeremiah 37 verse 17. Do we need to be concerned with what does the Scripture say? Romans 4 verse 3. Absolutely we do. We need to have the mindset of John 2 verse 5. Whatever Jesus says to us, we need to do it. And let's realize, Jesus and God have not authorized, the Bible does not authorize denominationalism. Matthew 28 verse 18, the Scripture says, Jesus has all authority in heaven and on earth. Now, if that's the case, and it is, where did Jesus say, now you go be a part of this group, and you go be a part of that group, and you be a part of this one, and you're all okay? That's not what Jesus said. Jesus never authorized division in the name of Christ. Some people today say, well, it doesn't matter how you get there. We're all just on different roads going to the same place. That's true. All who are in denominationalism are on different roads going to the same place, eternal destruction, because it's not the will of God. Colossians 3:17 says, whatever we do, in word or deed, we've got to do all in the name of or by the authority of Jesus Christ. Until we can find where God says, divide in my name, there's no authority for denominationalism. Not only is it not authorized, but in Scripture, denominationalism is explicitly forbidden for the people of God. Now, where's that at, you ask? Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I want you to see what verses 10 through 13 says. Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it has been declared to me concerning you, my brethren, by those of Chloe's household, that there are contentions among you. Now I say this, each of you says, I'm of Paul, or I'm of Apollos, or I'm of Cephas, or I'm of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? Don't you see here the clear command not to divide? This is where denominationalism is explicitly forbidden. Same mind, same judgment, no division among you. Be perfectly joined together. Is that what denominationalism does? No, it does the exact opposite. Now, let me show you from this passage that what we have today is just as wrong as what they had then. Were you to ask most people whom the letter to the Corinthians was written, are you a part of the one universal church? They would say, sure we are. We're just a sect who follows Apollos. He's a really eloquent man. Or we like Paul. He suffered for the Lord. We follow Peter. We can relate to him. Or we're followers of Christ. And so you've got this big universal idea, and then you've got these sects coming off of it. Was that right? Paul said, let there be no divisions among you. Now, bring it down to our time today. Were you to ask most people and press them on the issue, they'd say, well, ultimately, we're all a part of that one big universal body. We're just the sect that follows the teaching on repentance. Or we're followers of Martin Luther. Or we're followers of John Wesley. Let's hear it again. Let there be no divisions among you. Just as it was wrong in the first century and explicitly forbidden, an exact parallel is denominationalism today, and it too is against the will of God. And so you cannot be divided and denominate and expect God to be happy. Another reason denominationalism is wrong and one must come out of it is that it follows the teaching of men, not of God. Can we follow the teaching of men and be right with God? 2 John 9 says, whoever transgresses and goes beyond the doctrine of Christ, he doesn't even have God as his Father. If we put men's doctrine in, we need not call God Father, for we have severed ourselves from Him. Revelation 22, 18 and 19 says, if we add to or take away, and if you follow the doctrine of men, you've got to do one of those, then you're going to have the plagues written in the book of life. We're not to go beyond what's written. You can't go beyond what, stay within the boundaries and not follow and follow the teaching of men also. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 6. The Scripture says we're not to add to His Word or take from His Word lest He rebuke you and you be found a liar. But I want you to see a passage in Scripture where people in Jesus' day were trying to follow the teaching of men and the teaching of God. And Jesus said, you can't have it both ways. Look at Matthew chapter 15, beginning in verse 7. Jesus said, hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, these people draw near to me with their mouth, they honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Why? In vain they worship me, teaching as doctrine the commandments of men. Denominationalism is against the will of God because it teaches for doctrine the commandments of men. If Jesus didn't ask for it, and you can't find it in the Scripture, where does it come from then? It comes from history of men. It comes from our opinion. It comes from prejudice and bias that men have. And we interject that into religion and somehow think God's going to be okay with that? Denominationalism is a sin because it follows the teaching of men, not God. We're just as much a hypocrite today if we say, yeah, I'm a part of the body of Christ, we just follow such and such. No, you either are or you aren't. You're either a member of the Lord's body, you're either a member of the one church Jesus built, or you're in denominationalism, which is against the will of God.